You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, you're tuned into BFM Drive. It is Wednesday afternoon. Myself, Johnny, and Pearl, and we've just been joined by Thomas Sainsbury.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, drivers.
For those of you that don't know, you've been doing... you're a comedian.
That's correct.
But in recent times, a new craft or a new art involving technology. We've been doing like a face swap thing.
That's right. Or face, like Snapchat. So basically Snapchat and moulding my face to new characters and just making videos out of that.
We've had an immense amount of enjoyment up here. Both myself and my usual co-host, Big Hungry, have just relished in the sometimes bizarre and very funny.
Often bizarre.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Though. Yeah, bizarre in a good way.
What on earth drew you to this in the first place?
Yeah, good question. With everything like popular, I'm always like late to it. So people were sending videos doing Snapchat and stuff. I was like, what's this bullshit? You know, like, what is this? So dumb. And then I kind of got it. Then I suddenly, there was this downward face, there's a downward smile kind of guy. And I tried it just from a friend's phone. And I tried it, like, who is this amazing character? And then so I downloaded Snapchat onto mine and then just started making videos. But they only record it for 10 seconds. So I try to make full stories in 10 seconds. So I was often speaking as fast as I can just to get all the story into the 10 seconds. And I was like, there must be technology to put the videos together. And then I found an app called Video Joiner.
Great, very descriptive. Obvious.
Yeah, exactly.
Obvious, you're like, I need to join some videos and the app store Video Join together.
Yeah. Okay. And that's how that came about. And
that's awesome.
Doing that. So that was a year ago.
Are the ones that you're still doing now, is it still the same app? Is it still 10-second videos?
So what happened was that I got employed to do all these political ones, and Snapchat had this great filter where you could take another photo and put it onto your own face. So I could use all the politician ones. And then I woke up one morning and that filter was gone. I was like, worst timing.
They cycle them around, don't
they? Right.
Their filters.
Yeah, the filters change all the time, except for the bloody dog, the licking dog, that's always there. And so I had to quickly find another app. So I found FaceSwap.
Okay.
So great. Yeah. Can I ask, because all the political ones, how did you feel, because the Paula Bennett one was like probably one of my favourites, the whole panini and a bowl latte.
Yes.
And because she picked that up, right? She
sort of picked and ran with it.
How did you feel about that? Were you like all right with that or?
I think it's probably the best outcome. And I think it's really good. I think how she handled it was really the best way she could have, like taking the joke. Because if she'd kind of had a problem with that, everyone would have hated her even more.
Yeah.
But she was really keen to meet up with me the election. And like there was this whole tricky thing of like, am I endorsing her by doing this? Our politics aren't the same. I do want to meet her because I find her really interesting and I want to copy her. But so I decided not to.
Right.
And so I haven't met her in the flesh.
Right. That's amazing. That's so funny.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But Nikki Kay?
Yes, I met with Nikki Kay and I got on really well with her. Like, so basically the reason I decided to do that was because I'm also fascinated with these people. Like, you imagine the politicians, but then they've got this whole team of people around them.
Yeah, of course.
And these people were messaging me. I was like, who? Like, I was more interested in them than I was in Nikki Kay. I was like, who are these people? I want to meet them. And so I kind of got roped into doing that. And then, like, the news was here. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. What's happening? But I really liked Nikki as a person. And even if our politics aren't the same, there was kind of... witty banter going on that I really enjoyed.
Did you have obviously Paula Bennett was someone that you portrayed reasonably often. Do you have a favourite out of the politicians?
I find Bill English is the one that I can kind of get a handle on the most.
Right.
So Paula Bennett's
so dry.
Yeah, Paula Bennett has become a beast. Like, she's become a my Paula Bennett has kind of gone further and further away from the real Paula Bennett, and she's kind of become more of an exaggeration.
Yeah, of course.
But Bill, I just need to listen to him, and I'm there, Bill English. And the good thing about Bill English is you just can say his name is Bill. You know how if you want a voice, you just have to kind of have a phrase or word that get in, and Bill English, I'm there with Bill English.
So good.
My favorite of the lot is like your early impressions of Judith Collins. Like, so sinister.
Yeah.
Like, just so massively sinister. I think you kind of, you've definitely eased off on the darkness a little bit,
yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Don't be shy on that. Man. Just bring it back.
Yeah. Yeah, in my kind of fictional world, she's become a hard drinker, though. And I feel that kind of sad. Like hard liquor. I can just imagine her drinking hard liquor.
Hard whiskey or something. Yeah, for sure.
She's a sinister woman.
Yeah.
Hey, now the usual run of things here on a Wednesday is we get someone up to select some music.
Yes.
And you've been good enough to bring up some songs.
Mm-hmm.
We've lined up some Coco Solid.
That's right.
Anything in particular that draws you to this?
This song, I'm friends with Coco, or Jess, and she... I've been to a few of her gigs, and this is the song. It's like, and I've talked to her about it. She's like, if the crowd's feeling a little bit tired or whatever, or they're kind of jaded by it all, this is the song she plays that kind of kicks them into party zone. So this is it.
Okay, cool. If you've just tuned in, we've got Tom Sainsbury in studio.
Hi.
And I'm from Kiwis of Snapchat.
Hey,
and
hey.
Do the videos you do on Facebook have a certain name or anything like that?
No.
Just you?
Yeah, just
you
me.
You search Tom Sainsbury and the page comes up, right?
Does it?
Does
I
it?
Think so. It will in Facebook search,
yeah.
Now, over the last few months, especially into the lead up to the election, you sort of kind of snowballed, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
What does it feel like to sort of manage a social media platform when you start getting traction like that and people start engaging with it?
You kind of learn. Well, I learnt. So one that I did for Spinoff, I did this parking warden guy who was having real...
Does the council go, mate, what it, this you can't be portraying it?
Yeah, well, that's what I was worried about. But there were some ex-kind of councilmen having a problem with it because I was meant to say Auckland Transport rather than Auckland Council. And right. so, like, I got this big backlash for it. And I was like, oh, God, and hatred and people calling me morons and idiots and things like gosh. That. And I was like, this was kind of good training for... Yeah. Not reading comments, especially for spin-off. Like, people on my own page tend to be much more positive about it.
Right.
But I did, like, when I did the Nikki K one, I kind of decided to do it because I am left-leaning, but I got all these people that were wanting me to be, like, the voice of hatred against the National Party and, like, saying horrible things about Paul. I mean, it's this very, like, guys, I know I'm teasing all these people, but then I've got my own standards. I know that's kind of hypocritical.
Yeah, no.
But there's this fine line of what I think is, like, I think commenting on the way they look or their size or something like that, I'm not so into.
Yeah.
And so people were very much... wanting me to kind of talk about what a pig people, certain people were. And then, so I did this kind of Nikki K one, and that had a bit of a backlash with people from that too. And the people like, I'm done. And so it was kind of like balancing out and becoming a bit more bipartisan. And just,
it's hard to get that balance sometimes, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. What was the question? I just
is it, oh no, is it, no, oh, yeah. just, that's kind of, mm. is it really hard to switch off from, like, because, I, you know, you sort of know what it's like going down the rabbit hole of even just reading articles on, say, the Herald online. You just start reading the Facebook comments going, oh my God, what the hell?
Yeah, what are people thinking?
Especially, I can imagine if it's your own work that you're putting out there, it would be so hard to not be like, you know, just
start
go down the social
about it.
Yeah,
exactly. And
that.
I think I went through that, and thankfully I kind of came through it, going, just naturally I kind of came through it. I was kind of like reading all the comments and seeing who was liking it, and then some that weren't being liked. I was like, what's happening here? And, you know, and then suddenly you do a video and then your followers' numbers drop and you're like, oh, I've offended a whole lot of people there. And you just kind of have to
deal with it.
Yeah. I really want to get into a place where I can just do the video in the morning and then just forget about it.
Yeah.
But sometimes I'm like, just tap in and see how it's going.
How does the creative process work for you? Do you sort of an idea pops into your head and you make a note? And
It's all different. Like, sometimes it's actually just comes from the face and the filter. Like, you just kind of stare at some... Like, people on a fly on the wall watching my process, it's like, what is going on with this weirdo? Me in the corner of my room. So you just kind of look at the face and go, who would be this person? So I did one yesterday. There was like a morbidly obese person getting a stomach staple. And it's just because that's what kind of came from me from the filter. That's what it looked like. I'm like, there we go. But sometimes, like, I'm lying in bed or walking around and going, oh, I should do a video about that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a mixture. And sometimes when I do kind of duologue kind of ones with multiple characters, I sometimes just scribble down a bit of a script.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you ever planning like what they're going to say exactly, or is it just sort of just let it come to
Probably
you?
A fifth of them would be planned out.
Right.
Okay, right.
So good.
Yeah.
Cool. And you've got another song for us this evening.
Yes.
This is the Darcy Clay
Great.
Track.
Jesus, I Was Evil. So I've got a dance troupe called Dynamotion, and so we do comedy dance like once a year.
Oh,
we've got
God,
a bit
amazing.
Of a dance. We did a disco one this year, but a couple of years ago we did a grindhouse. Yeah, so like this really schlocky road movie on stage play, and Jesus I Was Evil was a song that we kind of loved doing of this kind of gator farmer.
Fucking awesome.
I used to do lots of things.
I used to do things and I'd say things and Jesus, I was evil. Take things and break things and Jesus, I was evil. I never shook babies, I never beat no ladies.
Tom Sainsbury.
Hello.
Full name.
Thanks for joining us. It's great. I love using people's full
same.
Names.
It's awesome. Really command their attention.
Like, yeah.
Like, excuse me.
And of course, the listeners can then go, oh.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Now, you did a Snapchat video of a BFM DJ.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
We love it.
It's like amazing. Is there anything that sort of inspired that in particular about BFM? Like, where did you?
Yeah, good call, good question. And here I am, been put on the spot. I love it. So that came from the face. Like, so I put it's like this guy with this kind of
the shirt as well. By the way,
the shirt. So funny. Yes, the face. Well, I was kind of looking at the face, and he had a kind of a little. Goatee.
No, isn't it quite a massive goatee? Yeah. It's like plaited or something.
Plaited.
Yeah.
And I suddenly thought, BFM. And with BFM, I felt like it kind of was inspired by the. I feel like BFM's always changing. Like, it's always changing ownership and all that kind of stuff. So that was where that kind of came from. And I also thought about, you know, BFM is more youth orientated. I was just like, what happens to these people when they get into their 40s? And so I was like,
it's a question we all ask ourselves. Yeah. What's going to happen to us?
Yeah. So that's where that came from.
That's so good. It's one of my favorites.
Oh,
maybe
good.
It's just close to home.
It's so good that people really, generally people get on board with me taking the piss out of people.
I think you've done a pretty good job of balancing out. Like, it doesn't seem there's no like kind of bias either way. You know, sort of anyone's fair game, which I think, I don't know whether you consciously manage that or.
Yeah, I definitely do. Like, in terms of politics, I try to be fair game. But the problem is that there are so many more interesting characters on the right side.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But there's a few wonderful gems on the.
Did you ever get? You
Who's your favourite from the? Oh, sorry.
Are you going to get around to doing Chloe Schwarbrook?
Yes, I am. Yes. I'm trying. Yeah, I really want to do a deep, in-depth series on her. The problem is finding a good hair, a wig.
I was going to say, you're going to need a little wig.
And it's very like I've got plenty of wigs, but none of them kind of are really Chloe. And the problem is the face. Because the face kind of has to fit your bone structure in a way. I mean, it doesn't have to, because you can still kind of get the gist of this person. Yeah. But Chloe, I think, has got quite a different face to me as well. So I'm going to have to spend a little bit of time just getting the package right.
Who do you think your favourite characters from the left are? Do you have any? I mean, Jacinda or?
Well, Jacinda's really good to do. I haven't got her voice down, though. So I've attempted to do it twice and I just haven't been able to get her. James Shaw's really good to do. Yes, he's great. He's quite sweet. And then I've even forgotten his name, but there's this green list MP who's like number 41 or 36 or something of the.
Have you? Is this the guy that was down and he wanders into the bush?
Yes, that's right.
I think that's probably my favourite one.
Oh, bless you.
That is so good. I'm just fanning out here.
Yeah, good. I was trying to find, like, I found videos of him in real life and I was just like, this guy is.
Oh my God.
I love him.
So
and I've forgotten his name. Isn't that terrible? I feel like something like Simon.
I might actually pull up the audio from that. I'll do some digging and find the audio from that. But that's so good, that video.
What's this next track? This is a Hot Chip.
A Hot Chip Over and Over?
Yeah.
Again, I've done another dance to it.
I love
this
it.
This one. This one was set in
Howl.
I want
to see these dances.
Yeah, I'll invite you to the next ones, guys. And then we did the dance to this Over and Over and it was set in Howl.
Awesome. All right, let's do it.
We'll be right back. laid back.
Towards the art, please.
Art is all around you.
Oh, come on. I don't have time for this hippy-dippy, let your spirit flow into the world's mum rubbish. I'm after the good stuff. Straight up, high-quality contemporary art. Good grief.
No, I mean, it's Art Week. Look, there's loads of stuff on. It's all around you.
Oh,
Thanks.
NZ Contemporary Art Trust Art Week, held over 9 days, October 7th to the 15th. Over 1,000 artists in more than 100 venues and galleries around Auckland. For more information, go to artweekauckland.co.nz.
Oh, where am I?
Welcome, weary traveller, to Pineapple Island. Everything here is made from premium natural pineapple.
Is this where pineapple lumps come from?
Here, we just call them lumps. Traveller, please accept these gifts of our hospitality.
Oh, cool. Not sure about the functionality of this pineapple cell phone. Got any more of this rum, though?
Premium, naturally flavoured plantation pineapple rum. Head down to Tallulah, 52 Tyler Street, Britomart, and try it for yourself. Plantation pineapple rum, made with the world's best pineapples.
Yeah, kia ora, it's Tony here from Tikawiti. Well, I've been listening to your sheep show every week with the girls week in, week out, and I hold out for some actual sheep content, and every single week I'm Sean Short. You know, it's all music, and I've had a gutful. How about a little less the clean and a little more how to clean your Toyota Hilux after a massive dagging session? Does the B stand for bullshit? Either pull your bloody head in or change the name of the show, okay? Thank you.
Ovina files are welcome to listen, but Freak the Sheep is really about that good, good New Zealand music. Zach Arnold hand-delivers interviews, live performances, temper classics, and wretched demos from Godzone. Freak the Sheep with Zach Arnold, tonight from 9 to 11pm on BFM, or anytime you like at 95bfm.com.
Welcome back. BFM, Wednesday Drive here, Johnny Pearl and Tom Sainsbury. Still
hey,
with
hey.
Us?
Hi.
Still here.
Did you just turn up the headphones like about 100%?
No,
was that
I just
me?
Was trying to turn mine down because I can't hear it.
There we go.
Those are my ones. Those, okay, anyway.
Maybe I was.
Are you all right, mate?
It's great.
Okay, good stuff.
It just got classic. Really, really loud in here. So sorry, Pearl. That, I might have done that before.
I think that was you before, I'm going to be honest.
Cool.
Hey,
sorry. So Tom Sainsbury, we were just sort of talking about this Green Party MP
mm-hmm.
that you sort of had a bit of a strange connection to.
Yes, I did.
How did you find him?
Well, I was feeling like, who are these people that are low down on the list without any chance of getting into the government? I'm like, what's their deal? And I kind of trawled through the list of the Green Party MPs, and I came across this guy. I was like attracted to his name first of all. So McCandless is his last name, and then I went onto his Facebook page and I watched some of his videos talking about like shifting the road and things like that and what it means to the strata of the soil, and I thought, this is it, this is the guy. So I did a video of him.
Shall we, we'll play some audio. This is actually, this is like one of my top five that you've done. So this is great. Yeah, enjoy everyone.
I'm Warpin McCandless. I'm the Green Party MP for Wangatiki. And I'm super pumped about this coming election. I'm 31 on the Green Party list. And Wangatiki is a notoriously blue seat. But that doesn't mean I'm despondent and giving up. I'm going to get in. I'm a real people person. So what I've decided to do is to meet every single person in Wangatiki by the time of the election. So that's 796 a day. I'm thinking if I meet with them in person and make a real human connection, then maybe I'll get the tick on election day. Let's get going. So the first place we're going to go and visit is number 12 Hazelhurst Road, right up the top of Wangatiki. A Mr. Fitzherbert lives here by himself. I'm very excited about this. Maybe he's a farmer, or maybe he's just a hermit. Oh, it appears he lives deep in the bush, so I presume he'll be on the same page as Green Party when it comes to conservationalism. Oh, the driveway seems to have ended. Mr. Fitzherbert? It seems, so the driveway's ended. And I can't seem to trace back to find Mr. Fitzherbert. Mr. Fitzherbert. I don't have time for this. I have to meet another 795 people from the Rangatiki constituent by the end of the day. Where is this place? I think I might try and find my way back. Oh shit. I thought the gravel driveway was here. Help! Help! Thank God I bought granola bars.
So
Johnny is like almost in tears right now.
Robin McCandless, lost in the bush somewhere in New Zealand.
And I also love, I really love the concept of him trying to meet everyone in his constituency, which was 7,000 people a day.
7,000 people. Oh, God. So you're here selecting some tracks.
Yes.
This next one we have is Bjork.
Yes, that's right.
It's Bjork, okay.
That's what I say.
That's what I say. Okay, yeah. Good. We're on the same page. It's Pluto.
Yes.
What's the deal with this track?
What's special about this one? This was my first kind of like, well, I call it alternative, but it may be pop. But I just really, it was like, I came across it in like my late teens and I was like, this is great.
Yeah.
It's a real rock tune, I guess. Or like, I don't know, thrashing around on the dance floor. I don't know.
Cool. All right. Let's do it.
Cool.
Awesome. That's a great track, actually.
Yeah, I kind of
like
one,
forgotten
eh?
About it, and then it's like, fuck. That's a lot.
Did you see Bjork when she played at the Big Day Out a few years ago?
Yes. So how many years ago was that? Yes, I did.
I have no idea.
Ago. That was ages ago. I feel like 8 years or something, wasn't it? I don't know. And she came out as a Beatle.
Yeah.
Oh my God, cool.
Yeah.
I'm so into that.
Sweet. What's on the cards for you, Tom Sainsbury? What's on the horizon for you? Are you, you're obviously immersed in the world of impersonations. Do you refer to it as an impersonation?
I always call it like mimicry, but it is impersonations, definitely. Yeah. I really want to get much better at it.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm trying to find people that can help me with accents and things like that, because I really want to kind of get into Australian politics as well and see I can kind of do there, because there's exciting characters there too.
Are there people out there that can help you with voice training?
Yeah, there are a few voice trainers who haven't trained as an actor, and so there's all this breathing, there's so much you can kind of do, and I always feel quite like I'm restricted by myself and I can't actually do it, but you know, practice makes perfect. And I also want to maybe do longer form ones or like serials, so like different episodes of the same kind of,
all
makes a bigger story as well. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that too. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
Bit of a character arc type thing.
That's, you are so right, a bit of character arc. Yeah.
Some challenges, some resolutions.
That's right.
Yeah, a little,
Yeah.
Sounds like some Days of Our Lives.
Yes. Yes.
Now, and are you doing any more stand-up or anything like that people can keep an eye out?
Yes, I occasionally go do stuff down at the Classic, and I do, every Friday night, I do improv down at the basement in a group called Snort.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and so that's my kind of comedy for the next wee while. Yeah, and then hopefully do a show next year for the Comedy Festival.
Okay.
Exciting.
Cool. Mm. Well, thank you very much for coming up tonight. It's a great pleasure to get you up
my
here.
Vice versa.
We can fan out and just geek out on
bursting at the seams. I'm so excited.
It's great.
One last track.
We do have a sponsored segment up here. The King's Arms kindly sponsor, so I'm going to chuck a little bit of a sting in front of it.
All right.
But your last track for this evening is Nick Cave.
Yes, that's right.
Red Right Hand, what's the deal with this one?
Well, when I was 14, I went to see Scream at the movies. Have you guys seen Scream?
Yeah.
I love Scream. It's so good. And anyway, like, Terrifying Man, it kind of changed my life. And this was a song that's featured in the Scream movie. So
amazing.
I really like it.
All
okay,
right.
Cool.
Cheers.
It's No Rules, No Boundaries, brought to you by the King's Arms Tavern.
Shut chest wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.